Some 40% of Americans are expected to experience a debilitating condition that is often left untreated, even though there is newfound hope, including non-medical interventions that could substantially minimize the accompanying pain. Board-certified orthopedic spine surgeon Hooman Melamed, MD, says that sciatica, a painful condition that feels like an electrical shock, dull ache, weakness, numbness, tingling, or constant throbbing in the thighs, legs, lower back, and feet, can be greatly improved with stretching, yoga, core stability exercises, traction, chiropractic treatment, and acupuncture, among others. If these options prove ineffective, then new, minimally invasive procedures, such as epidural steroid injections, and the more invasive endoscopic-assisted decompression of the nerve, might be in order. Sciatica occurs when the sciatic nerve, which travels from the lower back through the hips and buttocks and down each leg, gets pinched and inflamed. It can develop as part of the aging process, especially among women with osteoarthritis, or as the result of a herniated or slipped disc, or slipped vertebrae called spondylolisthesis, bone spurs, spinal stenosis, or injuries sustained from an accident. Melamed suggests seeing a doctor to make sure the pain stems from sciatica and what treatment options are available. Since sciatica can be mistaken for piriformis syndrome, a rare disorder in which a muscle in the buttocks pinches the sciatic nerve, a qualified physician will be able to make a proper diagnosis. Sciatica can be quite painful and interfere with one's daily life, explains Melamed. Most of the time, it will go away on its own, but for those with a chronic case, the best way to treat sciatica and minimize future flare-ups is through stretching and performing certain routines designed to strengthen your core and lower body. He suggests the following stretching exercises that should be performed a minimum of 3 times per workout, with the stretch being held for 20 to 30 seconds at a time. The cobra stretch is a yoga pose in which one lies on their stomach with their arms in a push-up position, then arches their back by fully extending their arms as much as is comfortable. It helps draw the herniated part of the disc away from the spinal nerve roots, thus reducing pain. The child's pose stretch starts in a kneeling position with the legs spread wide enough to press the belly to the floor while simultaneously pressing the forehead to the floor. It stretches the spine and creates greater flexibility in the hips, thighs, and lower back. The cross-legged stretch involves crossing one leg over the other while standing, then bending forward to touch the toe while leaning the upper body away from the hip. Alternate sides. It reduces pressure on the lower back. The knee-to-chest stretch starts in the sitting position where one leg crosses over the other and the knee is pulled up to the chest until a comfortable stretch occurs. Alternate sides. It stretches the muscles that originate from the hip, thus relieving tension and pressure across the lower back. Inducted into the leading physicians in the world, Castle Connolly's top doctor, and included in the Southern California Super Doctors Registry, Melamed is known for delivering the highest level of patient care in his field. He practices from his Beverly Hills, California office, where he's known for his concierge, holistic, integrative, and non-narcotic approach that places special emphasis on his patients' lifestyle, gut health, and overall health, not just their spines. In addition to his practice, he lectures worldwide before colleagues in his field, publishes research papers in prestigious medical journals, and shares his expertise as a guest on national and local media. His nonprofit has helped treat those who do not have the resources or adequate health insurance necessary to receive the care they deserve. For more information, visit www.thespinepro.com or call 4242-1-SPINE.